The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Go higher, baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley, Jill Lane, and Autumn Connolly. We got a full girl team here today. Woman team.
Woman.
Well,
women.
I'm still kind of girl. Yeah. Girls are good.
I don't take any offense to being
called
a girl.
I don't either. No, not at all.
Well, makes us sound youthful.
Yes. Woman, I don't know. Yeah, don't get me started.
Are you offended if I said, hey, ladies? Like, do you like being called ladies? Like, hi, ladies. Good to see you. I find myself saying that from time to time. And sometimes I get a strange look. And I'm like, oh, is that offensive?
Well, I don't know. Weird. I don't like being called a feminist. I think that's insulting because I think it has because when men use that word, they use it typically as a negative, like they're saying
sure.
Something negative, like, no, I'm not a feminist. I'm a woman who was born with a vagina instead of a penis. And that comes with a lot of responsibilities. Mostly childbirth is what one of the things we're going to be talking about
right.
today, natural childbirth with Autumn Connolly and Jill Lane. We're going to be talking about 5 easy ways to support brain health and mental energy with Jill Lane, continuing from last week, and Autumn Connolly as well. What are psychobiotics? But you know what I want to ask you guys, because my friend couldn't tell me why this stuff works. But you know, I've got this little thing on my forehead that I keep playing with, and it keeps getting worse. And so I'm actually going to a doctor on Wednesday morning to have a dermatologist check it out. But she told me that cowboys and Native American Indians use Indian mud. And it gets rid of any kind of cancerous growth. I don't think it's cancer. I hope it's not. But if it is, I'll deal with it.
Yeah, it's that black salve stuff we were talking about
a
few months ago.
And I guess it works like wonders. But you have to get it from like a real Indian, not just a pretend Indian.
Well,
like a real Native an Indian.
Or
Native American.
Or someone who sends it to you in an unmarked box.
Yeah, there are.
To work at a naturopath's office, and that's how it always arrived.
Really?
Yeah.
So you know about it.
There's a lot of places online you can get it, but you do have to do your research because some are phony.
Some are phony. And Jill, you're making a face over there. And so what do you want to say?
That I've just seen some very wild, wild things in accordance with the use of that.
Really?
In my day. Yeah.
Yeah. And they said it leaves a scar. It always leaves a scar. Is that true? Does anybody know?
Yeah, it leaves a pretty big scar here. I've got one on my arm from using it.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh.
Right here.
It's just like... Well,
it's not terrible.
What I've seen is that
terrible.
The lesion
no more than surgery, right?
Rises to the surface and then basically falls off. And
yeah,
so
what
it's
it does...
an open wound that's left over, and that's where sometimes people can get a little trouble if they don't deal with that appropriately.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you've got to take
You got to
right
know what you're doing. You got
to
be a real cowboy.
That's right. Yeah. You got to pour some whiskey in that hole.
Well, they say you have to keep it covered up for like a week. I'm just learning all this. I talked to my friend who her husband is a cowboy.
Yeah,
like
it's really
a real
cool.
Cowboy.
The black salve, it liquefies neoplastic cells. So what it's doing is essentially drawing them out and pulling them up. So any sort of dermatology solution for this would be to make, you know, probably a 6 to 8 inch incision. So yeah, there's a scar, but it's right there. It's not 6 inches.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they won't have to do that, but
I'll deal
with it. Whatever.
You can go to some topical phytocannabinoids or cannabinoids. There's some data to show that.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to put it on my, I'm putting
Start
it on my
rubbing
head
it
as
everywhere.
Soon as I get home. Wow. That's awesome. You know what? I think you told me that before, and I did do it, and it did start to shrink, and then I forgot again because I've got so much on my plate all the time.
Such is life.
That sounds like
I know.
Something
it's crazy.
Happened.
And then you had the lice thing this weekend. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Lord, help me.
Yeah. Yeah.
No one likes to get the text 1 hour after your kids have been, like, you know, my daughter was at a daddy-daughter, like, camp-out situation, but it could be, like, a sleepover or anything like that, that, boom, someone from the group has lice.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, oh, you know what.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start like, and again, they don't live off the hose for very long, but I like start throwing stuff in the washer and the dryer, mm-hmm. the brushes, because, you know, I have three kids and it's mm-hmm. like the last thing
yeah.
anybody needs to deal with.
It is. Absolutely. I remember when we had it at my house, and it was right after the divorce. Okay. I mean, I'm talking weeks after, and it happened. It kept coming back. It kept coming back. Some people said because our immune systems were so susceptible from all the stress, but three times in a row, at one point I can remember going out into my garage and just screaming the F word because I was so upset. Like yeah. just going, you know.
Especially, and your girls had long hair. Chances are probably that it's just so hard to fully get rid of them unless you pay to go to one of these lice places to get treated.
I didn't even know they had a clinic, but I could totally, I would have laid down $500 in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Or, you know, sold myself, I swear, to get some help with it. Yeah. It was terrible.
It's stressful. I think the take home is that parents beat themselves up. I know one of the moms were, because she said that they said, oh, based on the size of these lice, she's probably had it for a month. Potentially. And, you know,
wow.
How would you know? Her daughter wasn't itching her head. I mean, how would you know? And so she felt so bad. And it's like, listen, it's just a kid. It's like just like part of going to school and being around other kids. Mm-hmm. You can't protect yep. your kids from everything. You know, it just happens, you know. Yeah.
How come it happens with kids more? Is it with that than adults? You never hear about adults say, "Oh man, I got lice again."
Kids are grimy.
What's up with that?
I just think adults don't talk about it.
Really?
Honestly, from embarrassment, because this particular mom had it when she went in to have her daughter checked. She was checked. And I think another girl had it. And I didn't hear if the mom from that house had it. I think it's, you know, you would expect it in kids.
Well, yeah.
Oh, but I think you wouldn't want to go to work on Monday and be like at the water cooler like, oh, I got lice this weekend, Joe. You know, like, I don't think that would be as cool as talking about your like first grader
yeah.
getting it.
Or football or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about that Baker Mayfield? Just by the way, he almost won again in overtime playing the Raiders. Baker Mayfield
yes.
is amazing. Amazing. That spirit, that energy, you know, it just he's bringing it to Cleveland, and I love it. The city needs that
for
so
sure.
bad. They really do. And, of course, my Buffalo Bills, Danny told me play-by-play, they played, you know, the Packers. I'm glad I didn't watch. Although I would have still been there for them at the end, but I watched a lot of football this weekend.
You got your TV working then?
No, I was at a bar drinking beer, lots of beer. No. No, I only had two beers and one glass of wine in 3 hours. And I had a lot of food, too. And I hadn't eaten or drank anything all day. So
okay.
with Carla Palmer. At Grimaldi's. Okay. Across from North Park, because our girls were at North Park shopping. All the girls are friends. And so mm-hmm. Carla and I were hanging together. And so I eat this. The salad was delicious. The pizza was delicious. So I asked about the oil. Okay. Well, let me just tell you, they're using Ken's salad dressing, which is soybean oil. And then I wanted to just vomit after knowing that. I'm like, ugh, I just put all that bad soybean oil in my body. As hard as I work to stay healthy. So you have to do your homework. You just have to ask. When you eat out, what kind of oil you use is a big one, don't you think?
Yeah, it's huge.
It's huge.
Mm-hmm. I think so. I would bet that 90% of the time they're not using olive oil or any other oil you would approve of. So
right.
you just.
And you would think at Grimaldi's they would have olive oil, right? You would think. And,
you just
and
have
I'm just
to
gonna
ask
call
for
them
it on the
for.
Side, oil and vinegar on the side.
Yeah. And I want to see olive the bottle.
Olive oil and vinegar. Yes.
Son.
Yes.
Yeah. I want to see
sure.
the bottle. And yeah. And even the Italians, you know, I'm going to call them out on it. The mob is like involved in in putting out bad oil. Like, what's up with that? Where's
True.
Your loyalty to the name of olive oil?
To the name of
to
olive
the family.
Oh my gosh. All right. I'm not going to tell my family slut joke.
I thought that was going to be a perfect segue. I was
Should
waiting
Should I tell
for
the family slut?
There.
Okay. I'll tell it. All right. You sure you think it's okay?
I'm going to leave that up to you.
What do you think, Autumn? Should I tell the family slut story?
I think it's a great way to break the ice.
Okay. All right. So, how can I tell it without identifying the family? Okay. Okay. There once was this family that had a family slut. Okay. And her name, let's give her a different name. Let's call her
Bunny.
Let's call her Bunny. Okay. And Bunny was a family slut, but of course her mother was married six times too, so it was probably a trickle down from the mother. And so the family slut came home and told her mother some stuff that she, that you know, just some stories or whatever. See, I'm not, I can't tell it like I really want to tell it. Yeah, I want to tell. How did I get myself into this? Okay, so, all right. I have to finish though, right? Because yes. I can't do that.
Don't leave
I can't
us hanging.
Do that. Okay, so the family slut, the aunt, okay, I'll just called. Okay, so Aunt Thelma called her sister and told her sister, and I was on the phone with the sister a couple weeks later, okay? And we were just talking, and something came up. She goes, "Do you know what Bunny did?" And I said, "No, what did Bunny do?" She said, "She had sex, and they were having sex from the front and the back." And I never forgot it. So it became like... like this family joke. So anytime anybody says to me the back or says it like in an emphatic way, I always think of the family slut story. So there you go. I hope you enjoyed it. We've got a great show coming up, everyone. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. First you love me.
Consider this an invitation to relax and feel the stress melt away with a Sunlighten sauna. Sunlighten is the number one choice for home and commercial infrared saunas. Their 3-in-1 infrared technology allows you to customize each session to you. Naturally de-stress, detoxify, and be heart healthy. Relieve pain, purify your skin, and increase energy. A Sunlighten sauna is a place to heal, a place to reflect, a place to invest in you. Visit them at sunlighten.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Hi, everyone. This is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
This is Jill with the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute. Did you know magnesium is a cofactor in more than 300 enzyme systems that regulate diverse biochemical reactions in the body, including protein synthesis, muscle and nerve function, blood glucose control, and blood pressure? Magnesium is required for energy production, oxidative phosphorylation, and glycolysis. That's a mouthful. How do you know if you're getting enough? Signs and symptoms of possible magnesium deficiency include restless leg syndrome, agitation, insomnia, muscle stiffness, cramping, and aches. Well, where do you find magnesium? Food sources include raw almonds, leafy greens like cooked spinach and chard, raw cashews, pumpkin seeds, black beans, avocados, and my favorite, dark chocolate. Don't forget those Epsom salt baths and be smart about supplementation. This has been the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute.
Wow. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray on the music. I've got Autumn Connolly in studio, Jill Lane, Lexi Brinkley, and Aviana. We're going to talk with you first, Jill, about...
Roll.
Let's pick this right up. Jill Lane is a pro athlete, health and nutrition coach, and founder of Fueling Champions, which is a three-step sports performance and athletic nutrition program built to maximize the potential of student athletes and the parents that support them. You can find Jill on Instagram at Team Fueling Champions or on her website, fuelingchampions.org. We're going to pick up where we left off last week. Five easy ways to support brain health and mental energy. What did we get to? I can't remember. And where did we leave off?
Well, we covered the basic thing, which is to understand that your brain and your body are connected. And the health of your brain is directly correlated to the health of your body.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, still to this day, and we talk to people like Kip and all of the great counselors and psychologists you have on your show. And outside of that, I feel like there's still a disconnect, especially in medicine. And we treat the brain as if it's its own separate container,
mm-hmm.
Aside from the body. And
yeah.
We don't address from the neck down. And
right.
So when you do that, you can get so much more out of your brain and your mood and your mental energy than just treating the brain as if it's this thing you can just put on the shelf.
Put on top
and
of
medicate
your body.
On its
right.
own.
Yeah, it's like it's interesting, too, because there still is difficulty in people keep, putting the two together. They want to separate them.
Yeah, I don't know why. There's literally so much data. I mean, even this is how exciting the data is. This is a review from the journal Brain Sciences just from a couple months ago talking about how traumatic brain injury is now. They're doing research to show how the brain actually changes the microbiota in the gut after traumatic brain injury, and that those who have a better microbiome leading up to traumatic brain injury have better inflammatory control post-injury.
Wow.
So it's in the literature. These are medical mm-hmm. references. And it's like, I don't know why there's still such a disconnect. Medicine pays the bills
from a pharmaceutical standpoint.
Yeah. And so I hate to always go down that rabbit hole, but the literature is there. So it's time for us to start really paying attention to it.
No, absolutely. Dr. Dan Engel, who is a regular on the show, who is a neurologist and a psychiatrist, I believe, are his credentials. Amazing brain, amazing man. He wrote the book, The Concussion Repair Manual, and I believe that is covered in there. As I said, he's a regular on the show, and I think he's one of the founders of the Onnit brand as well, which is a great brand. And it is so true that it's kind of indicative. You really look at someone's body, you can kind of tell what's going on in their head, right?
Well, I mean, listen, excess fat cells are very pro-inflammatory, and our brain, there's not like a valve that shuts off at our neck that protects our brain from all of the stuff in our body. There's such a thing called the blood-brain barrier, but it doesn't keep out everything that's in our body. Stuff crosses through that, and we can actually get quote-unquote leaky brain like we get in our gut, leaky gut, when the barrier itself is more porous and letting toxins and other things into our brain, inflammatory chemicals.
Right.
And so again, if you really want your brain to age gracefully and you want to keep your brain health intact, then take really good care of your body.
Absolutely. They go hand in hand, and I don't know anyone who doesn't want better brain health or more mental energy. So what's the most overlooked thing about our brain and our brain health?
Oh, I think it's just how to care for it. So, we started talking about last week the five things to approach taking care of your brain. And the first one is just to feed it appropriately. And it's really the premise that we talk about everything with our health, and that's to eat less sugar,
mm-hmm.
take in less toxins from the environment via your food, and to eat a lot of colorful plants, healthy fatty acids, and some protein, because that's what helps build your mood chemicals, which are what drive certain things in the brain. So the first is to feed it appropriately. There's this really interesting study. I brought this American College of Sports Medicine journal in with me. There's a study on this diet called the MIND diet. Basically, there were these almost 1,000 participants that were in their 80s who followed this diet. And I'll tell you kind of some of the premises of what they ate. But the long and the short of it is that at the end of the study, they all had a cognitive ability that put them almost 8 years younger than they were. That's how powerful just the food was. And so I kind of giggle when I read this, but I'll tell you, these are some of the specific guidelines in the MIND diet. One is to consume at least 3 servings of whole grains per day. We can talk about that in a second. Consume a salad every day. Eat one other vegetable every day. Drink a glass of wine every day. Snack on nuts every day. Eat beans every other day. Consume poultry or berries at least twice a week, kind of some random things. Eat fish at least once a week. Then I'm going, what do they eat the rest of the time? Is this like fasting? But what you see in common here is a lot of plants, a lot of healthy fats. And if we can put more of that into the diet and pull back on the sugar, pull back on some of the refined foods we eat, pull back on our alcohol. It doesn't say drink 3 glasses a night. And the data is really clear. It's like 1 glass a night if you're going to drink. Don't start to protect your brain. But if you are, it's one.
Well, and take some folate. If you drink, Dr. Tulemon reminded me of that, or folate or folic acid, if you drink 1 to 2 glasses of wine, especially the two, you know, if you go over that one, that more than, he said 2 ounces, then you should protect your body, your brain with folic acid. So
yeah, and that's one of the protecting your brain is one of the 5 steps too. And I think one of the coolest things we have the capability to do now is get some genetic testing and see what it is that we were born with that may affect our brain health. One of the biggest ones is to find out if you have any genetic SNPs, which is abbreviated SNPS, for an enzyme called MTHFR, methyl tetrahydrofolate reductase.
Jeez.
And the long of this is that if you have some anomalies in that gene, you are at a higher propensity for depression, anxiety, ADD, and mood chemical related brain imbalances, and potentially Alzheimer's. And it's almost 40% of the population, they believe, has a genetic dysfunction there.
Wow.
And to your point, the way we get around it is to actually supplement, not with folic acid, but with natural folate, and then to eat folate-rich foods. Mm-hmm. So lots of leafy greens, again, back to the plants in our diet.
Right.
And again, the plants help with our microbiome. And so it's the brain and the gut connecting. And to this study, which I mentioned earlier, which is really exciting, it's not just the gut talking to the brain. Now they're like, okay, the brain is actually talking to the gut, and vice versa. Yeah,
and they're connected by the vagus nerve. We've talked about this many times on the show with Autumn and you both. Mm-hmm. And people don't, it's funny that we didn't never, did we always know that and just ignore it, or?
Basically, or it's like you and I have talked about before. It's not necessarily been ignored. It's been written about in books for, you know, a decade
centuries,
plus.
Probably.
Yes. So, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, it's ignore may be the right word.
Yeah.
I think what we've done, and I think probably in the early days of medicine, I think Autumn would probably agree, these were some of the ways we quote unquote treated people, vagus nerve stimulation and adjusting and things like that. And as medicine really took hold, like pharmaceuticals took hold, some of those traditional things that we used to do got lost in the shuffle, because now you only have 10 minutes to meet with a person if you're going to get reimbursed. You have an hour to do the vagus nerve stimulation and the osteopathic adjusting and the talking to somebody. And so those things that have probably traditionally been around forever have gotten quote unquote lost, except for, you know, they're making a comeback. You see more and more about that these days.
You know, I was talking to my friend Liz last night, and you know that her husband is like one of the leading horse experts in the world, and he was saying that they use acupuncture, because my youngest daughter has a lot of neck. She's not only a pain in the neck right now. I'm joking. I love her to pieces, but she's had a lot of neck pain. I told her that she probably carries her stress in her neck like I do, like a lot of women do. Anyway, I was talking to my friend, and she said that acupuncture works remarkably on horses. And that they use it all the time, and that the horse actually like goes, you know, and like lets out this big moan once it gets the acupuncture, because it's so relieved from the pain almost immediately. Why does that not transfer over to human beings? I don't understand that it's not more mainstream than it is.
Again, I think it just goes back to the business behind medicine.
Yeah.
Let's kind of leave it at that.
Yeah.
What insurance will quote unquote pay for versus, you know, what we have to pay out of pocket for, and just things, the art of medicine, how medicine started being lost in the shuffle,
you know,
because
of
the business of medicine.
Well, I told you I made a doctor's appointment this morning, and I haven't made one in years and years and years, but I do feel like I need to have a dermatologist look at this thing on my forehead. Anyway, the first question, they didn't even ask my name. They didn't ask date of birth. The first question was, what kind of insurance do you have? That was the very first question.
And you know if they're going to get paid or not.
And I said, listen, I'll pay you in cash. It doesn't matter. I have a $10,000 deductible anyway. You know, it doesn't matter. I'll pay you in cash. And then she was like, oh, la, 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 you know, like went on to this whole dissertation about why I should never do that. And I'm like, I just need to see a doctor, you know, so a dermatologist. And I mean, I could do the black walnut. Maybe I'll cancel the appointment and just go find myself a cowboy that's got a jar of that salve.
I've got a jar of that, Seb.
You got a jar of that, Seb, girl? All right. Well, I might be driving to Fort Worth to get me some. All right, we'll be right back. More with Jill Lane and Autumn Connolly.
Wellbeing Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Everyone knows that I'm a strong believer in the numerous health benefits of cannabinoids and CBD oils. As with any supplement, I always do my research and my homework to find the highest quality product on the market. That's why I'm so happy to announce our partnership with the H Hemp Company, founded by a group of the most experienced and respected names in the CBD community. H Hemp offers a line of innovative products that are all natural and tested for quality. Choose from flavorful oils, restorative body balm, and minty breath spray, all at affordable prices. And for every H Hemp product sold, the company makes a donation towards the fight against opioid and anti-anxiety drug addiction, an epidemic affecting millions of families across the nation today. H Hemp products produce a sense of calm, fight post-workout inflammation, and the company gives back to our community. What more could we ask for? Search online for H Hemp Company and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. That's OLR for 20% off your first order.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker. This is my friend Benny. Before you buy cosmetics, personal care, or household products, you be sure they have not been tested on animals. Everything from floor cleaner to shampoo is poured into animals' eyes and down their throats. They suffer intensely. Some even go blind. The price is never right for products tested on animals. Visit PETA.org for a list of cruelty-free companies.
Did you know a mother rat will dip her paws into cool water and gently smooth the fur around her infants' faces? The babies put their arms around their mother's neck and pay attention while being bathed. Rats and mice fall in love, risk their lives to save their kids, and giggle when tickled. Evan Walker writes of a mouse who died of shock in a trap. His life was a life fully as real to him as ours is to us. This creature, for all the irritation it may have brought as it scampered through closed closets or up some crevice in a wall, was as precious as you or I. He was not a machine that breaks and fails. He felt. His was consciousness, full and real and fragile and precious. This is Ingrid Newkirk with PETA, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by not using glue traps.
Cause I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you're used to. I look funny,
but you all making money, see? So yo, world,
I hope you're ready for Who me. Who said that? You, Jill? I turned around and adjust my volume for a minute. Yeah, I love this song. Everyone, welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette. I'm gonna rap to the music. Anyway, you're welcome back to One Life Radio. As I said, this is Bernadette with Diamond Gray on the music. I've got Jill Lane in studio with me and Autumn Connolly. Jill Lane is a pro athlete health and nutrition coach and founder of Fueling Champions. And Autumn is a self-taught vegan cook. She is a mom of two, a researcher of all natural remedies, an animal lover, and she teaches free meditation and yoga classes in Fort Worth. She has written a children's book, and she is the inventor of Ether Elixir. You can find Autumn at probioticshawl.com, and you can find Jill Lane and her three-step sports performance and athletic nutrition program built to maximize the potential of student athletes and the parents that support them. You can find Jill at Team Fueling Champions on Instagram or her website, fuelingchampions.org. So let's continue with this, the best supplements for the brain, because we really didn't get to it last week.
Yeah, you know, I love this quote from the National Institute of Aging and Health. It says, you know, people are like, well, I feel like I'm pretty sharp with my brain. But when you read this, I'm like, I'll take more of this. They say brain health refers to the ability to remember, learn, play, concentrate, and maintain a clear, active mind. It's being able to draw on the strengths of your brain, information management, logic, judgment, and perspective and wisdom. So when you think of your brain as just with that much capacity, and that we barely as humans in our conscious state are using just a small fraction of percentage of it.
Yeah.
And that it's only 3% of our body weight, but it uses 30% of our daily energy, that it's that an energy dense of an organ. It makes sense that we need to do all the stuff we've already talked about. Feed it, hydrate it, exercise that we talked about last time, protect it, know what your genetics are, and then in the theoretical sense, like protect it, you know, wear a helmet, do sorts, do things like that, but
and protect it from a lot of other things too, negative energy,
for sure.
Give it the nature that it needs, the connection with nature in order to
grounding
be healthy,
and all sorts of you know, we could go on about aromatherapy and just all the effects of that on the brain. We talked about, you know, just even vagus nerve stimulation and its benefits. So from a supplemental standpoint, we have to cover the basics. And we wouldn't be able to talk about the brain and brain health without covering fish oil. But when you take or buy, when you buy fish oil, you need to make sure that you're buying from a reputable company, that it's been tested free of heavy metals, and that it's been tested free of oxidation. Because you wouldn't, I tell people, you wouldn't buy and eat rancid fish.
Yeah.
So you need to make sure your fish oil is of the same quality. If you pierce your fish oil gel cap and squeeze it on a napkin and smell it, it should not smell super fishy or really odorous. Mm-hmm. That is a sign. Just like if you were buying fish at a market, it doesn't, fresh fish doesn't smell really fishy at all.
Yeah.
And so your fish oil shouldn't either.
Yeah.
So that's the biggest thing. The DHA and the EPA and the fish oil have just a plethora of studies on the ability to help with concentration and memory. And so fish oil is kind of one of those things that the average person should take every day. If you're a vegan or vegetarian and you don't want to use fish oil, then you want to get your EPA and DHA from plants, everything from chia and flaxseed, to, you know, hemp seeds and even algae oils. There's a variety of different plant-based algae oil.
What about children? What's the easiest way to get them to,
I mean, I give my kids liquid fish oil. And in addition to training them, training their taste buds to eat fish.
You can hide it in a smoothie too, easily, right?
Yeah, you can. Our applesauce, again, if it's good, high quality, it shouldn't taste or smell very fishy at all.
Right. Well, and a lot of them, I know Ocean Blue used to be a sponsor of the show, and Dr. Fred Sancilio was meticulous about the fish oil. He used to actually fly to Asia to make sure that it was coming from the correct sources that it said that it was.
Yeah, and you want them to have sustainable methods of fishery and all those sorts of things. And so a lot of people,
but they would put lemon flavoring in it, was what I was going to say.
Yep, they do that to protect from oxidation, which again is just a way to protect from it becoming rancid, because it has vitamin C to help.
I never thought about that.
Help out with that.
My kids have one that's cinnamon, and it's combined with raw butter.
Ooh, yum! So it has a little bit of a not like an MCT like effect, but you're getting some other fats for the body essentially.
And what about MCT for kids? Is that, would that be a good thing to give to kids for the brain?
I don't see why not. You know, I always tell people, some people like to skip over all of the things our kids should be eating and try to just supplement around it. And I'm like, no, let's teach our kids to eat more plants, to eat more fresh fruit, to, you know, do all that stuff first and supplement at the same time. So I recommend supplementation in kids, but I don't want anybody to skip over the food, because we can't out supplement a bad diet.
No, you can't.
But initially, if someone's not going to eat fish, then give them fish oil, but get their taste buds trained to like it.
Yeah.
And the
broccoli, I'm the rep for broccoli. It was invented by Italians. No, it really was. But the way to get kids to eat broccoli, this is what you do. You just put a ton of butter on it, okay, or Parmesan Reggiano. Let it melt on top, steam. After you've steamed it, don't boil it. Steam it. Invest in a steamer so you don't get rid of all the nutrients and let it all go into the water. And then just put lots of butter on it, and they'll eat it. They will.
Yeah.
Broccoli's so good for you.
I tell parents, I don't care what they have to put on the vegetable initially. If they have to dip it in ketchup, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Just get it in. And then slowly as their taste buds change, because our taste buds do change, they will, move forward into some other things. So EPA and DHA, first of all, from fish oil, one of the plant-based sources. I love, again, you can get the things that we're eating in our vegetables and herbs and spices you can take as supplements, things like curcumin and resveratrol, which is what's in the grapes that ends up in
red wine
that helps with our brain, rosemary, ginkgo. So I love concentrates of all of those. You can buy different blends of those polyphenols for the brain because, again, most people don't eat enough, so we can supplement that in our brain and help with just the sharpness of memory and inflammation. Most of those botanicals I just mentioned both are anti-inflammatory, which is really helpful for the brain because one of the major things that takes the brain down is oxidation and inflammation. That's how some of the tangles that happen with Alzheimer's get started. There's potentially an oxidative inflammatory event, and these amyloid plaques that are there for a reason around our neurons get all tangled in a web, and they start to misfire, and, we start to really lose who we are.
I'm sitting here with two of the brightest women or girls that I love listening to both of you and all the scientific knowledge that you have. You've got so much street cred. It's ridiculous. We're talking about brain health and the supplementation. We've got a couple more minutes before we go to break. What are some of the other important brain supplements that you need in order to optimally perform?
I think my last favorite one before I go to one that I love being in the studio with Autumn with is rhodiola. Rhodiola is an amazing herbal adaptogen because I don't think we can escape stress on this planet these days. And it's been shown to help our bodies adapt to physical and emotional and environmental stress, rhodiola. So I'm a big fan of rhodiola. But probiotics, I talked a lot about the connection from the gut to the brain. I know Autumn's going to talk more about that in a minute, but the brain talks to the gut as well, which is just fascinating to me. And there's trillions of these good bugs that live in our gut, and they're very affected by our environment, both what we eat and where we live. And so supplementing with them the right strain at the right time, and the expert, and this is in the room, helps with your brain and your skin and your immune system and your heart and on and on and on and on. And so I think in kids, it's imperative if we, get to talk about childbirth today, that'll be one of the bigger, points of that because there's a lot of inoculation that happens in childbirth. That's part of it.
Right.
But from a probiotic standpoint, I think one of the best things you can do for your brain is to take a good quality broad spectrum dairy-free probiotic on a regular basis.
Absolutely, yeah.
Along with fermented foods.
Yeah.
Fermented foods. I second the rhodiola, though.
Yeah,
that's a huge one.
Yeah, we don't talk about it very often.
Let's talk about it. I personally benefit from it hugely. Yeah.
Really? One of my favorite things to take.
Yeah, every time I take it, it's like almost like I'm pampering myself. It's a great, especially the liquid ones. You can feel the benefit from them almost immediately.
Really?
As far as anti-anxiety, it doesn't drop the anxiety, but what it does is it changes the way your body reacts to the stress. So you can go through a stressful event, you may still have the same, firing neurological pattern from a stressful event, but you don't feel fatigued from it.
Wow.
It's like you're able to kind of take a step back.
So what plant does it come from? Where does it come from? And where can you find it naturally in foods?
Yeah, you can find it naturally in foods. It's actually found in a whole bunch of different root systems. So like
celery root?
I don't think it's in celery root, but I don't know that for sure.
Yeah.
I need to research it a little bit more first. But in my mind, the reason I take it is before, like to preempt a stressful thing.
Mm-hmm.
If I know I'm going to go and do something that would usually cause me some level of anxiety and I'd feel fatigued afterwards from maybe having to deal with that anxiety, I take it beforehand. So there's not really a way naturally to get it in the concentration you need it for that same benefit.
Wow. Can you take it every day? Do you
I take it every day.
You
I
do?
I take it every day. Yeah. To me, it's like resilience in a bottle. I mean, I don't feel like, I feel like stress management is kind of an over burned out term. And so I feel like in today's world, what I cherish most is just being resilient, being able to be knocked down and get back up again. You know, try to teach my kids that same motto. And so for me, it just gives that extra level of ability to adapt. Like Autumn was saying, it's termed an adaptogen in the herbal world.
How
which
cool
means
is that?
It helps you adapt to stress.
And
it's like you're a ninja.
Right. And that's one of the reasons, you know, I'm looking at the cover of the Wellbeing Journal, which is one of our sponsors. But Anthony William writes in here about liver rescue in this issue. But Anthony William is one of those guys that makes the connection to the food and how it naturally our bodies. It makes me so aggravated when people don't understand that Mother Nature is so brilliant and everything is connected. And there's plants, there's herbs, there's roots, there's vitamins, there's phyto, you know, there you have an endocannabinoid system. I could go on and on and on, and all those things, they all work together. And that's just a perfect example of it. So, if you want some good reading, Anthony William, he's an incredible doctor, medical medium, I think was his first book. And then
great
he's got
books.
Great books, beautiful pictures, just really will stretch your brain, really
sure.
stretch you out. If you want to stretch your brain
hey, right?
while you're at it.
Do it too.
And creatine's another great
yes.
supplement too.
Yeah. 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 So, I mean, it's
Dr. Joey Antonio talks about it all
the
time.
Yeah, for sure. Lots on the frontier when it comes to TBI and creatine. So pay attention to the research there.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting some rhodiola, sister.
I'm telling you.
I'm getting
some
tonight.
Could be in the water supply.
All right. We'll be right back. There's lots more coming up. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Consider this an invitation to relax and feel the stress melt away with a Sunlighten sauna. Sunlighten is the number one choice for home and commercial infrared saunas. Their 3-in-1 infrared technology allows you to customize each session to you. Naturally de-stress, detoxify, and be heart healthy. Relieve pain, purify your skin, and increase energy. A Sunlighten sauna is a place to heal, a place to reflect, a place to invest in you. Visit them at sunlighten.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of HM Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from HM Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try HM Company products. Search HM Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's HM Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Hi, everyone. This is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Hi, I'm Charlize Theron with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Almost all the puppies for sale at your local mall were churned out by breeding facilities called puppy mills.
Constant confinement drives the dogs mad. They are impregnated continually until they can no longer produce a litter.
If you choose a dog from the mall, a dog you could have saved from the pound will die.
Contact PETA to learn how you can make a difference at 757-622-PETA or visit PETA.org.
Always makes a girl feel good. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Autumn Connolly in studio with me and Jill Lane. Jill Lane is a pro athlete health and nutrition coach and founder of Fueling Champions. Autumn Connolly is a self-taught vegan cook. she is a researcher of all natural remedies. She teaches free meditation and yoga classes in Fort Worth, and she has written a children's book as well. She is the inventor of Ether Elixir. You can find her at probioticsyall.com. And Jill Lane, you can find her on Instagram at Team Fueling Champions or her website, fuelingchampions.org. So we're going to talk about probiotics, psychobiotics, all of it, because it's such an important subject. We now know it's now mainstream, finally, you know.
Yeah, finally.
Finally. And this also is very important, too. If you're having a baby, if you can have it naturally, no judging if you can't, you know. But if you can, it's always the best way to have a baby because your gut microbiome starts in childbirth.
That's right. It sure does. So when babies go through the birth canal, they actually are inoculated essentially with whatever flora the mother has.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really important as a pregnant woman to keep your microbiome in check and, you know, kind of set the population right so that your baby is getting the best, you know,
right, because you don't want those missing microbes. And I'm talking about a book too as well that Dr. Michael Blazer. I'll have to look at his name. I haven't read the book in years, but I read it like 7 years ago, and it was really fascinating. And he talked about that. And with his children were born, one of them was born cesarean, and they went to the extra effort to basically capture some of that, the microbes, the vaginal microbes, and slather the baby with it, basically,
sure,
to give them the protection that they need. And it is a good idea.
It is a great idea. You know, and a lot of the things that babies need, they're not necessarily the type of probiotics you think of that are fighting chronic disease or actually have some sort of active role. A lot of the role of the first bacteria that babies need are just to serve as a food source for those other bacterial organisms or even, you know, some fungi and stuff like that, that they just are, you know, waiting in order to create the right environment for the good guys that you want them to be populated with throughout their environment.
Yeah, absolutely. And the name of the doctor is Martin J. Blazer, B-L-A-S-E-R. He's a medical doctor, and he wrote the book Missing Microbes. It's an excellent book. It's just a great book.
Yeah, there's so many great books like that. I mean, they're just.
But
I
he was the one that really, you know, really started this movement, if you will. Okay, so psychobiotics. A lot of people are out there listening right now and saying, "What does that mean?"
Well, they're essentially the bacteria and the different microorganisms that are contained in your microbiome in your gut that actually have an active role at keeping your mental state in check, healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So your gut, you know, communicates through the vagus nerve with your brain. And so if the electrical signals or the signals that your gut is sending to your brain are contrary to your life, to your happiness, then it makes it a lot more difficult for you. So essentially what you want is you want ones, you know, it's even down to, I tell people this all the time whenever I do any sort of nutritional counseling with them. It's like, The gut plays a role in everything that you do, even down to the foods that you crave. So if you're wanting more junk food and you crave junk food, that means that you do have a problem with the bacteria in your gut because they are basically parasitic. They're in your body and they're saying, we want this to survive. But in order to have a more balanced microbiome, you need to flush those guys out. And once you flush them out, it's almost immediate. You'll see a big change in yourself, and you'll go from wanting the junk into craving the health food. Mm-hmm. And it affects your mental health at the same time.
Well, it's fascinating to think that these microbes are basically, they're running things.
Oh,
I mean,
for
they're
sure.
90% of your body is your microbiome, and 10%, isn't that what they're reporting now? 10% human. It's like, holy smokes.
Yeah, the number's all over the place. I saw a study recently that said the amount of, I guess, cognitive thought actually that's produced by the microbes that are in your gut is equivalent to that of the brain size of a medium to large dog.
Wow.
So
well,
you essentially
know, it's funny you
have
say that.
A second brain.
I was thinking, do I pick up the microbiome from my dog when I let him, like, kiss me or lick, you know, my
yeah,
dog?
Yeah, for sure you do.
He licks me.
They
so.
Have studies that show that children that grow up around animals have a more robust immune system, probably most directly related to being exposed to the allergen potential, like dander and stuff, uh-huh. but also just the swapping of the bugs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, because think of how resilient dogs are. They have incredible immune systems for the most part.
Yeah, they really do. I mean, you know, there's a big rising need too for canine probiotics. They're different than ours. I mean, but at the same time, like, you know, with the fermented foods that I make, if for some reason the taste is off, it's not quite what we want it to be. Usually mm-hmm. it's a little too sour. Maybe yeah. it just looks a little bit weird. I don't feel comfortable feeding it to the kids. The dogs love it.
Yeah. And as you know, there's a lot of deception in that area of the supplement business. There really is, because a lot of those supplements that you buy, those probiotics can never really get activated, can they?
No, they really can't. So we started this whole talk off with saying, at least, you know, finally it's become mainstream. Well, the idea has become mainstream, but the way to extrapolate that into an actual health remedy for yourself has not become mainstream yet.
Yeah.
So all these probiotics that you see on the market, I mean, I saw one at the store the other day that had 750 billion CFUs. And it's like, what a joke. You know, you don't need that many CFUs. What you need are some live ones. And the live ones you get from carefully fermented foods. You don't get them from a freeze-dried capsule where the coating's not going to wear off in time for there to be any really marked benefit of it. And they're freeze-dried. They're in a suspended state. For a probiotic to actually have an impact on human gut health, it needs to be alive. It needs to be active. It needs to be in the state of reproducing itself, forming a colony and all this. The idea that it breaks free of, you know, vegetable cellulose and goes through this whole metamorphosis back to the point where it's actually alive and going to form a colony, to me, is a joke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. What do
However,
you want?
They do have studies on products. And so I tell people to use a study that's been researched.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, use a product that has human research behind it.
Okay.
You know, like the curcumin that I use. You know, get something that has human data to show when it was administered, you know, X, Y, and Z happened. You know, if that mm-hmm. happens, then you know that something is surviving the acid mm-hmm. in the stomach and getting to the intestines and doing what it needs to do.
Yeah.
And you can do stool testing and all sorts of things to show the shift of microbiota mm-hmm. to know that something is making a difference. And so, you know, I agree with Autumn in that there's a lot of stuff out there that is dead and it's not going to do what it needs to do and it doesn't get digested well, may have dairy and all sorts of other preservatives. Those are my bigger issues with probiotics on the market, because a lot of people have dairy sensitivity and they take a product that has a lactose filler
mm-hmm.
and they get gassy and bloated from that, mm-hmm. not from, you know, trying to get well. And so you just need to do your homework, work with someone who, you know, knows how to select out the strain or strains that you need. If you have some, especially if you have some really overt GI symptoms and been suffering for a few years,
mm-hmm.
you need to, you know,
well,
look a little deeper.
And so
into
there
it.
Are certain strains. So, you know, I wish this knowledge was available to my parents when my brother was suffering from schizophrenia, because there are strains of probiotics that even help with such an extreme disease as schizophrenia.
Yeah, there are lots of strains. You know, if you just do a simple Google search on psychobiotics, you'll find, you know, probably two dozen of them, you know, ones that have now been actually classified as psychobiotics. The thing is, though, that I'd want to stress is, yes, those do have some medical research supporting them as actively being able to change the brain chemistry industry, but at the same time, probiotics in general will help with your brain chemistry because overall they're going to lower inflammation. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the problems that we have in our brain is just a simple inflammation. And so a simple inflammation that's fixed by restoring the gut health to your human body is going to make an immediate improvement in your mental health as well. You don't have to necessarily find the perfect strain.
I love it. And perfect timing, I might add. Well, wow, what a great show. What a great way to start off the week. I feel energized and I'm ready for some football tonight. How about you,
Jill? Well, my Broncos are playing, so I'm
always
in. I know
that. That's why I said it. All right, everyone. You know what? A big shout out to our sponsors because they bring this great programming to you. Great companies like Sun Warrior. Get it at Vitamin Shop or put it in your smoothie at Smoothie King. The H Hemp Company. Use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. And of course, Sunlight and Infrared Saunas, Paleo Magazine, and the Wellbeing Journal. Everyone, you get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.